Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
So we drive out of Wembley, which is now pretty deserted, but as we get on the North Circular, it is jam-packed.
Yeah.
And we are not going very fast. In fact, we're almost stopped. And me and Les are just sitting there talking, and probably talking about rubbish by this point. And he's obviously got his United blazer on. And there's a guy, there's all these United supporters around us, of course, you know, they're euphoric. And suddenly, I can still remember this like it was yesterday. We're in the middle lane. And obviously, Les is in the passenger seat. And there's a guy in the outside lane, he's stopped and he's driving. He suddenly looks. And he's a United fan, he sees Les.
Yeah.
And his eyes sort of, you know, it's like, what am I looking at here? So suddenly, he winds the window down, and he says to Les, aren't you Les Seeley? Now, Les has got his United, Les has wound his window down, and he's got his United blazer on.
Right.
And he says, aren't you Les Seeley? He said, no.
Hello, Reds. It's Red News Podcast 72, and that was a little clip of Lawrence Lustig, who we've interviewed for the new mag coming out on Sunday, who was Les Seeley's best mate. It's quite an interesting and quite a fitting tribute for the 1990 theme. And I would say, as Ian's just tweeted, it's amazing how different it feels this morning compared to the morning after Burnley. And yeah, there's a bit of a spring in our step. Please let it last. I felt... all right, I don't know, was it Tranmere, even just beating Tranmere the 6-0 to respond after Burnley, or the 29th when we went of Jan to City, but I've felt a lot better about United for a while now. I've mentioned it in the podcast. I've clung on to Nick's positivity, and then I've fully fucking boarded his boat. I just think there's a bit of a difference. I think the main thing for me was just lowering my expectations, and I know that creates a lot of different arguments, but to just, instead of wanting perfection or even wanting, you know, very good performances, just deal with what we can provide. And in that, have we provided commitment, effort, resilience, better skills? Yeah, we have in the last 9 games. And there have been acorns to grow with. You can start seeing again what Ollie's trying to achieve. It's not been perfect even last night. There were poor performances in it. But overall, it was better. And that, you just have to, for the moment, whether you like it or not, that is what we are. But it's certainly a hell of a lot better from that period, from Watford away, Arsenal, Scousers. So, but the key is, you can't be shithouses and then... Because for once, you know, the mood is changing. There'll be people buzzing for Sunday. There'll be people approaching that ground without any fear. So for fuck's sake, don't drop the ball. Keep it going, because this whole season can unravel like last. So the key is for Ollie, for all of them, can you keep it going till May? And obviously we want a cup. And please, Gdansk, Wembley. But we'll just take... You've got to keep the improvement going. And for once, I do feel dirty protest smearing myself. I think we need to get fourth, get away from the torture, whether you like the aways or not, of the Europa. We need to get in the European Cup. And then that can start. You start seeing, what do we all ask? See the progress. And getting into it shows your progress. So I feel, I hate myself for doing it, but I'm eyeing forth thinking we can get that, maintain it. And I will say, the shark in the box, you know, we were all happy for him, a United fan joining, but we were a bit wary. What did it say? But we've got in the new mag and gossip, fundamentally, Spurs thought they had him, and United managed to get him, whether that was because he was a United fan or whatever, we offered more. And he has shown a clinicalness in front of goal. And what it does, I'm not saying for next season, what I'm saying is if you get a better or a high quality striker next season to get in those areas that Martial doesn't, then that is what you want. Someone who just takes their chances, because that changes everything. That is from like last night being 1-0 to being 3-0. So more of the same. And if you can't get fucking happy about a dream come true, then you're... you know, bugger off. And I will say, along with hole punches, I thought, and the other thing you don't see, You never see toilet graffiti anywhere, or not in enough places like you used to in the old days. There was always something great going into Bugs and then seeing for a free blowjob contact, whoever, Bob, and a number. And I always wondered, did that number work? I didn't ring it, trust me. Right, so usual plea, please buy the new mag on Sunday. It could be the only one for a month, and I don't mean coronavirus, they shut all the grounds, God's sake. But I mean because of the cup games and everything, and that the summer campaign supports us, but we need also, you know, the support on Sunday. It's a good read, it's different, give it a go. If you're listening to these, if you appreciate what we do, then please, there's two spots you'll find us, top of some at Busby Way, and me looking old and decrepit on and moaning on Salford Bridge. And I would say, did we owe praise, this is a joke by the way, for Watford getting the belief when they hammered us on their first victory to finally end all this invincible bollocks. But that was good, and hopefully that sows the seeds of doubt into next season. I still think, you know, we're miles from catching both of them and City for next season, but there is always hope. And then that is the greatest thing from the last few weeks. We've got a bit of fucking hope back at our club. And Ollie's smiling again. And you start thinking, for God's sake, Woodward, the Glazers, get more transfer kitty than you planned. So don't say you spent 75 million or total of your summer spend. You are going to have to come to this party. Yes, we know they won't. Because you have it in your hands to improve this squad quicker than you would do with your cheapskateness and holding on to the kitty, and you can make an incredible difference. So, yeah, we're feeling a buzz. And I would say, you know, people saying it's only Derby, it's only Bruges. Yeah, but it was only Watford that we were getting trounced by and Burnley at home. So there is improvement. Yeah, and I'm taking that. And I would say, the other week on the WhatsApp sellers group, we were taking the piss. So, as you do about the coronavirus, and I said, Mark, here's a gimp mask you can wear. And lo and behold, 2 days later, I opened up my email and eBay had sent a thing. Are you still interested in this gimp mask? No. Right, so on that note, I'm passing over to Nick and Nathan, who for once it's not me slurring, it's them after a very long day at Derby. Cheers for doing this, lads. Right, yeah, positivity abounds. Cheers, everyone. Have a good weekend. Please buy the mag.
So, just a quick chat on the way back from Derby away. We've just beaten Derby 3-0. We're on the train on the way back from Sheffield back to Manchester. We've had a nice, easy, smooth sailing journey on the way back on the trains.
Yeah, it's been all right. It's 2 minutes past midnight and we're still on the train.
We're still awake.
It's been a long day.
Doing all right. But to be fair, the United End has bounced us through this evening.
Yeah, it's one of the better aways in terms of atmosphere for me personally. It was really good. I really enjoyed it tonight.
It was on top, wasn't it? It was good. You know, you get the nice bit of new songs trying to get themselves, like, you know, progressing, and you see a nice bit of flair in there. The magic of the cup, you might say.
Yeah, there was some people behind us who were not very happy about us singing about Rooney.
They really were not happy, were they?
They were not happy.
They were really not happy. I mean, we must have had four lads behind us tonight, and Rooney got a great evasion by the United fans, didn't he, first of all? I mean, we might as well tackle that now, but he got a great evasion by the United fans, and these four behind us were very, very, almost very anti-Rooney, very vocal, and they were like almost sort of gesturing, weren't they? They were kind of like, fucking, don't
stop
celebrate
it,
this, right. You know.
It was a fat scouse cunt.
It was basically fat scouse cunt, wasn't it? It was their chant, effectively, that they had, but
it was easy for us to sing it when we were 2-0 up, and, you know, if the game wasn't in that situation, then maybe it wouldn't have happened, but, you know, at that point in the game, we'd won the game, and it was just showing appreciation, wasn't it? So,
but anyway, even that aside, even the 2-0 up at the time that we were before we even went 3-0, would you not still sing that about Rooney anyway? I mean, the guy. I mean, how do you feel about it? I'll let you answer that first before I give you my thoughts.
Who's got a singer?
No, I haven't. No, if it was 0-0, if it was 1-1, you wouldn't have sung it. Like, you wouldn't.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, how do you feel towards Rooney, though?
No, but you said, right.
Would you not still sing it anyway, though? Even if it was just regards towards Rooney. That's what I mean. So.
No, but that's what I'm saying. You wouldn't do it as much as it was done tonight.
It's easy to do it when you 2-0 up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And it's easy to do many things when you're getting beaten, chanting the Glazers out, for example. In terms of Rooney, though, how do you feel tonight? Like, you know, was it not good seeing him? Because, I mean, tonight potentially might be the last time that we see him play.
Yeah, it was nice to see him, like, and I hope he does well. But I think the time that he went was the right time. So I don't really
know. Do you know what we said tonight, though? We were watching the game and we watched Rooney play.
Oh.
And what did we say about Rooney?
He was still class above everyone else. Like, especially in terms of his, like, everyone else who was playing for Derby. And there was a number of times that he made our own players look stupid.
Such as? I'll do it if you want, but
go on.
I mean, the main thing was, though, when the ball came out from the corner, we watched it and it came in towards Lingard and he looked like he could have a quick counter attack on. Now get it, I think we might have been 2, maybe we're 3 up at the time, I can't remember. But you've got the opportunity to really drive forward and take the ball forward, and Rooney just made him look daft.
Yeah.
And the man's 34. Yeah. You know, he's got what, 7 years on Lingard? And the thing is that he still now looks like he's at a point where he wouldn't look out of place. If he started for United tonight, he wouldn't have batted an eyelid. The way that he appeared at centre-half to come and receive the ball reminded me of when we played Bayern at home a couple of years ago in 2014, and we watched Bastian Schweinsteiger come and get the ball off Neuer
yeah.
at home in that game that Welbeck missed that chance of Vidic going header. And Bastian Schweinsteiger, he came back and he received the ball, actually off the keeper, and he drove the ball forward and really was trying to do that. Didn't work out, and I know they got beat 3-0, I know that's easy to sit there and ridicule it, but he tried to do that tonight, and that is one of the things that we credit Fernandes
for then coming into the team. He is happy to continue his career by sitting back and doing it in that sort of way.
I mean, the article in The Guardian was great. I know we had it before, but basically we're saying about how he quite likes dropping deep now, and the fact that it's not a case of he has to do as much, it's not necessarily as much running like a forward player would do in terms of short sprints. It's more you've got this marathon ahead of you and you've got to keep running all the way through the game, and it's a different mentality, and he really, really likes it. And I think you could see that in him tonight, where that to me is almost like the way that, I'm not saying that he still should be a United player, it almost kind of like that's what I'm trying to say, but it's not, but it's kind of like, if he had played for us tonight, he wouldn't have looked out of place. I really tried to focus in on him tonight. I'm not trying to sit there and be like, oh, Rooney, I'm not trying to hold on to the past, but I look at the way that we've got people like Pereira and Lingard, and again, easy scapegoats, and I get that. But again, he could have come in, and Lingard tonight, to me, was completely ineffectual and won 3-0. We almost played with 10 men with him. I mean, for me, don't get me wrong, we've had a few beers tonight, and I could be totally wrong in that when I watch it back on replay. But my memory of that game is not sat there thinking, Mike, Lingard was unbelievable and dictated that game. It's almost like we're playing against a mid-table championship side. Don't get me wrong, they're not in contention for the playoffs. And he's still not showing what he could do. That's still a game where he should go out there and think, this is the kind of game that I should be able
especially
I should be able to boss.
In his current situation where he's not getting a game in the league, this should be the sort of, this is the only opportunity now.
And fair play to all if you're not hauling him off and giving him that 90 minutes tonight. Because, I mean, he's probably not going to play on Sunday. I mean, as much as I like the guy personally, I don't want to play him on Sunday. I don't want to say anything.
We did question why he brought Martial on.
Bit of a weird sub, really. You know, you're 3-0 up, you don't need to bring him on. You can give him 15, 20 minutes. But if he comes on and breaks his leg, it's like, Christ, we sat there relying on a Gallo. Don't get me wrong, tonight we sang his praises and, you know, we scored 2 goals, which we can move on to in a second, but it's still worrying in a way where you think, hey, we've got to bring Marsh. Why do we need to bring him on?
Yeah.
I'm not saying bring Greenwood on. I'm thinking, just try something else, bring somebody else on. Where's James Garner at the end of the day? And we look at the things that people have said before about you've got Fred, you've got Matic, you've got McTominay, and McTominay got 9 minutes, which was wonderful. But again, it must say a lot about James Garner, right? This is what I personally feel. I don't know if this is right or wrong, but you can please correct me. But it must say a lot about James Garner that they can't feel that he's very good if he still can't get into the midfield that we've got. And that's even pre-Bruno Fernandes, who we can move on to again later. We can talk about him, how wonderful he is. But still, must say a lot about James Garner that he must not be good enough.
But he's
must
still scoring in every... You know, he scored the other night, didn't he?
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like, but why do they not see that as a case of a trying to step up? I mean, this is wonderful that we can sit here at being, you know, winning 3-0, getting ourselves into the quarterfinals of the FA Cup, and we're still asking these questions. That's wonderful, and it's such a nicer thing to talk about than losing 3-0 thinking, well, why have we not played this kid? Yeah. We're relying on it. And this is nice to have this nitpicking about it, which this is what United fans, my personal opinion is that I don't think we get enough credit for, in the case of we should be striving for greatness, we should be pushing the team, the players in the team that we've got at the moment. And it's like, why should we not be saying, well, we could do this better, we could do that better? You won 3-0 away at the Championship side, why have you not won 4-0? This is what United should always be like. This is my mentality as a United fan, thinking, well, this is what we should do. And I just think, to me, I'd be thinking, is Garner really that good enough to make that step up? Well, I've not seen enough of him personally. I don't sit there and watch the Weaves team, but it's a thought where I'd be thinking, well, you know, Matic has had a resurgence, you know, Fred's been playing great for us. It's great to have Fernandes in that role as well, and that midfield three for me looks great. And Fernandes tonight obviously showed them moments of quality. I wish he was taken off a little bit earlier. I thought the game was dead and buried at 2-0, and maybe would have taken him off then. I don't think Darwin really showed anything.
As soon as he was taken off, he said that's him wrapped in cotton wool, wasn't
it? Get him in cotton wool because he's got a shift to put in on Sunday. And this is when we really find out what that guy's really made of. Because at the moment, when you can play against Wolves at home and you're expected to still take the game to them, regardless of where they are, where we're in the league and they're so close to us, you know, regardless of playing other teams or whatever and playing Watford at home and this, that and the other, playing Everton away, this is a different kettle of fish of where we're not trying to sound like noise, but we're trying to get to not their level, but we're trying to improve to get to that kind of top two, top one kind of finish, aren't we? And that's what we want to see from Fernandes on Sunday. So for me, it's like, yeah, but at the same time, it almost shows how always trying to treat this competition so seriously, where he thinks, I need him out there, because if he's not there, like, can you rely on Lingard to make the squad tick? Because he didn't look like that tonight.
No.
Did anyone stand out tonight? I got two players I thought they were okay.
I think Romero again, very solid at the back. I'm very disappointed that you've not heard his song before.
I don't know where it,
but then
I don't think it went like that though. I feel like I've heard it, but it doesn't go quite like
it was
that.
Always like that.
It's always like
but
that.
As I said to you before,
this is the problem with
you always miss all of it. Nick,
I'm ready for this.
Nick seems to avoid all of the Europa League selling, and so that's why he never gets to see Sergio Romero.
I'll give him that. What was your thoughts on seeing Igalo's first goal live for Bruges at home? In case you're wondering what that sound was, that was the sound of Nathan being speechless there, of me being completely right, because he wasn't there and I was. But it's almost to the point though. But again, Romero though, on another note, was very, very good tonight.
It was.
You know, you can walk away from a 3-0 win and you can get away with that. But there was two saves he made tonight, which I thought were very, very good.
To be fair, he made two very good saves against Rooney free kicks, which...
And there was another one, from the one that was almost not quite a one-on-one, but it was from the corner, and he tipped it wide, and I thought that was an absolutely outstanding save, where most keepers could have quite happily let that in, not let him, you know what I mean? And the thing is, I thought he was great tonight. I thought Shaw was great tonight as well. You know, I thought he had that real... And it's not just because he scored. I know he got an assist as well, but I think I look at Luke Shaw and I think, he is coming on. He's not coming on into the play that most United fans thought that he was going to be, in terms of he's going to dribble it past two players and he's going to whip a pearl of a ball in and someone's going to score from it. You know, he's not Dennis Irwin, he's not that kind of player, but he's growing into a role where he does fit the mould as a United player for me. And I said this to you after we met up before the qualifier. But my point was to you, though, was still the fact that after Bournemouth, I said to you, I can't understand why we don't want to get our best players into the best formation possible. And I love the fact that we're still not doing that at home. We didn't do it against Bruges, we didn't do it against Watford. And the whole point is that everything I think that Man United should be doing at the moment is getting their best players to the pitch in anyone's time. And I still think that 3-5-2 formation is what all this got down to a T. And I think we've got the players that suit it perfectly. You've got your Shaw, you've got Maguire, you've got Bayo, you Lindelof, you want to play was in good there. Well, Bayo was great, and his staying fit has always been his problem. But then you've got Williams and Wan-Bissaka who can play as that back five in there with De Gea. That should be what your back five, your back six is. And then it doesn't matter who you fill around it. You have to build from the back in football. And I always think that if we just play that team at home, where we play 3-5-2, we can play with two strikers, and you've got three defenders that can sit back. You've got Freddie, who's always going to be in that role where he's always going to sit back and out the back four. And you've got Wan-Bissaka, you've got Williams, you've got these players that can bomb forward with a McTominay, with a Fernandes, with a Martial, with a Rashford when he's fully fit. That is what our best team is. And I still don't think that my criticism, and you know how much I love Ole, and I've been so pro when I've wrote so many articles in the mag always singing my praises for Ole, but that's still my main criticism for him is, why do you not put your best players on the pitch and create a formation around your best players? And I think the 3-5-2 should be that formation for us. And I still sit here and I scratch my head, even when we're away at Derby, and I know we've won 3-0 tonight, and that's easy to be like, well, he's done well, we've won it. But why is that still not our formation? Why are we not playing that at home? And I wonder, are we going to play that at home against City on Sunday? On the pitch at one time, it's like you've got Williams and Wan-Bissaka on each side, drive them forward. You have your Maguire, you have your Bayer, you have your Lindelof or whatever, your Shaw, whatever it is, have them holding, just sit in there, that's lovely, you've got a great counter attack, they're going to come here, are they going to play with the false nine like they did in the League Cup? We'll worry about what them when they come on Sunday, but that still should be the team that we play, because that's the way that Man United play. You go, you don't sit there and you worry about other what teams are doing, you worry about, we're Man United and we're going to take the game to you, you worry about what we're doing.
We
don't have that. I don't think we have that at the moment. I think that's for me, is that if I had to criticise Solskjaer for anything, it would be that in the substitutions. They were the two main criticisms.
We've been sat on this train for 2 hours, and I said something just before we started recording that was really positive, and I was like, let's just do it, let's record it, because I was just like, yeah, we'll win on Sunday, I think we will. And I know that is people that have listened to the pods or whatever, I'm not the most positive, but the way that we're going,
it's a mistake.
Why not? What?
I do agree. I do think we can beat City at the weekend. They're not the same team that what they are that get that 100 points in the league. But the thing is for them is that, again, we have to play our game. And the thing is, when we played in the League Cup, we weren't playing our game. We were worried about what they were going to do. And I don't like that. And when Ole's gone away from home, he's had this kind of fearless approach going, let's just give it everything we've got. And we don't have that at Old Trafford. Yeah. And that's why, for me, and you know me, again, I'm positive and I love Ole, but I do worry about Sunday. And I worry about taking the game, and I think if we don't play 3-5-2, I struggle personally to see how we're going to take the game to them. I do, I really do. And I think you can only rely on Fernandes so much, and the guy, as much as he tries things and he wants to get the ball forward, and I think that's amazing how he always looks for it, and he thinks, my first pass is always a forward pass. Now that's such a good skill to have in a footballer, in anyone, no matter what level they're at, whether it's at United or whatever level, it's such a good skill to your first pass to think forward. I still worry about that a little bit, because you can still lose the ball, they can hit you with speed, they can hit me with plays like Sterling. I don't know if De Bruyne is fully fit, I can't remember, apparently he's not, but that'd be a massive help for us, because I think he's the best player in the Premier League for me personally at the moment. But it's like, I look at all those players, I think they can still hit you on such a massive break that I do worry about Sunday. I don't think we'll win. I'll put it on a limb now, and I don't think we'll win. I think the best result we can hope for is a draw. Would you take a draw?
Well, obviously,
someone said to
you know what?
Yeah,
you would, but I don't know. I think the way we've got momentum going, haven't we? And I think we'll nick it. I do.
I love how you're confident, though. We rib you for being so pessimistic.
I don't think that's me being confident, but I just feel
optimistic.
Yeah.
Is that the word?
Yeah.
That is the word.
Yeah. I'm not confident, but I'm optimistic.
So talk about this little trip as a whole then, because I mean, like, a couple of years ago we got Derby in the cup, and we both didn't come. We both didn't get tickets that day. We got tickets and we were lucky enough today. where does this rank though in terms of away days? Because I mean, for me, I thought the atmosphere was perfect tonight. You can't really ask any more than away.
The atmosphere was very good today. It'd be better if it wasn't a Thursday night and we have to be open.
How do you feel? You're not a fan of these Thursday night cup games and that winter break?
To be fair, I've quite enjoyed this week of just having football on every night that I can watch.
But again, who's that aimed at though? What kind of audience is that aimed
at? That's just aimed at the people who watch it on telly.
Of course it is.
And that's the thing, it's like,
as a match going fan though,
it's 12:30 and we're not even home yet. I have actually really enjoyed tonight. It's been good, so you know.
How's your knee? Just in case you're wondering, Nathan went to Oslo last week and he got bit on his knee by something. And there must be a train on here of a couple hundred people, and basically coronavirus is going to kill us all. And if you see a picture of Nathan's knee, it basically looks like he's got coronavirus in his knee.
Yeah.
And if we all look at it, we're all going to die. Is that basically what it is? Yeah. Like a gal. I mean, he came from Shanghai, and now we're all going to die, apparently. So the chant goes this evening. You're not going to kill us with your knee.
I'm not going
to. If your knee is the death of us, I'll be fuming. There are no words. He's worried about his knee being the killer of this train. So I'll probably leave it there. To be fair, that's been 20 minutes. That's not bad.
That was all right.
Barney will be proud. It was good until the end bit, until we talked about your knee. So we did have some beers. I must mention, actually, we had some beers that Nathan brought back from Norway. He went to Norway last week to Oslo.
I went to Oslo.
And bought some beers on the way back from the airport that were called Ass beers. Double A, double S.
Yes.
Ass beers. How were the Ass beers for you?
They were really good.
They were good?
They were nice, actually.
Is it safe to say that you like ass?
I'd say that it was the best...
the best ass you've ever had.
The best ass I've ever had.
Okay. There you go. On that note, Derby County 0, Man United 3. And we're nearly home. Nearly back at Piccadilly, hopefully shortly. We got a derby at the weekend. Nathan's surprisingly confident. Really
confident.
Weirdly
optimistic.
Optimistic role reversal. I'm slightly less confident for a change. I do worry a little bit. But I am very intrigued about Fernandes. I probably will end on that point. Is that I do still think that could be the making of this guy. Is that we've got this nice little champ for him. But can he deliver it in these games where we need to expect him to those level where we think we need to be that first, we need to be that second place? All this Sunday's going to tell us that.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. Okay, right, well, we'll leave it there. That's 20 minutes. Barney's going to be really impressed. And we sold some mags.
Two mags. Thank you to the two people that bought a mag tonight.
Oh, yeah. Cheers. See you Sunday. Got new mags Sunday as well. Please buy it.
Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.